Hello, Audio Boo. So I haven't booed for a very long time because I've been pretty busy. The only recent boos I've done have been a couple of book reviews, and I haven't booed at all apart from that. But I knew Audio Mo was coming up. I'd heard a few people mention it, but I hadn't quite got myself prepared in time because I realised today that it's the 2nd of July, and when I looked at my boo stream, there's lots of mentions of Audio Mo, but I'm only a day behind, so I thought I would be able to join in anyway. Something I've wanted to do for a long time on Audio Boo is to do some science related boos, because I am a scientist. My speciality is physics, but I'm interested in all sorts of science, so I thought what it would be quite fun to do for Audio Mo would be to talk about a different science story in the news each day. So I'm going to talk about a story that was in the news on the 1st of July. It's for my Audio Mo day one. So you may have heard of radiocarbon dating, which is where a radioactive isotope of carbon is used to work out the age of different objects. And this radioactive isotope of carbon occurs naturally, but the levels of it increase significantly after the testing of nuclear bombs in the Cold War. And researchers have now worked out that this could be used to distinguish between ivory, which has been taken from poached animals recently, to be able to distinguish between that and older ivory that was obtained before the hunting for ivory was banned. Because unfortunately, there is still a lot of poaching for ivory, and it has been the proceeds have been used to fund civil wars in various African countries. This is obviously a double problem. If it contributes towards funding a civil war, it's bad for the people. And if elephants are being killed, that's very bad for the species. This radioactive carbon from the nuclear bombs went into the air, but then it's absorbed by plants, so it gets into the food chain and eventually gets into animals, including into the elephant's tusk. So by looking at the levels of this radioactive carbon in a particular sample of ivory, you can actually work out whether the ivory comes from a time before ivory hunting was banned or not. And this could obviously make a big difference in cracking down on ivory, which is sold as an antique, but in fact is quite new. So that's a new and interesting way of using radiocarbon dating, and it's also a strangely positive outcome from nuclear testing. So that's my Audio Mo for day one.